From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown.
As a candidate for this office, I pledged I would end this war. As president, that's what I'm doing.
President Obama, in last Saturday's weekly address, today he marks the end of combat duties for U.S. troops in Iraq. He'll start with an address to troops at Fort Bliss in Texas, and tonight he'll speak to the nation from the Oval Office. As NPR's Mara Liasson reports, the president will deliver other messages, too.
As of today, the U.S. presence in Iraq will be limited to 50,000 troops. President Obama will not call this a victory, but it does represent the fulfillment of his campaign commitment to end the U.S. combat presence within 16 months. The president amended that deadline to 19 months, and he is now eager to show voters, especially those of his own party, that he kept his promise. At the same time, the president will say the U.S. plans to maintain a relationship with Iraq that helps its people build a stable and self-reliant country. This is only the second time President Obama has spoken from the Oval Office. He will use that solemn setting to focus the country's attention on the other war, the one he supported in Afghanistan. Mara Liasson, NPR News, The White House.
Federal investigators have found that two Iowa egg farms linked to an outbreak of salmonella were not following even their own safety standards. NPR's Dan Charles reports the Food and Drug Administration says it has discovered numerous violations, including rodent, bug, and wild bird infestations.
FDA officials say investigators found dozens of rodent holes along the walls of chicken houses and a few live rodents. They observed wild birds flying into those houses and loose chickens tracking manure into areas where caged birds are kept. Officials say these conditions violated the company's own written plans as well as new government regulations. They didn't say what penalties they might impose, and they also couldn't say how common such conditions might be on egg farms. The agency has only started trying to enforce its new egg rule, and these were the first inspections it has carried out. But FDA officials say over the next 15 months, they will inspect every large egg producer in the country. Dan Charles, NPR News, Washington.
Hurricane Earl is headed toward the U.S. East Coast from the Caribbean. It's a powerful Category 4 storm, which means it's generating winds of at least 131 miles per hour. Here's National Hurricane Center forecaster Todd Kimberlane.
Residents up and down the U.S. East Coast, particularly from the Carolinas northward through New England, should monitor the progress of Earl.
But Kimberlane says there's still time for Earl to change course. Forecasters expect the storm to approach the mid-Atlantic region around Thursday and then curve out to sea while possibly swiping New England or Canada. Some economic news today before the opening bell on Wall Street, June home prices, and the Case-Shiller Index. Later, the Conference Board reports on August consumer confidence. This is NPR News. An Islamic group in Chicago is suing the Illinois State Police in federal court. As NPR's David Shaper reports, the lawsuit alleges religious and racial discrimination after the state police department rescinded the appointment of its first Muslim chaplain.
The Illinois State Police announced last December it was appointing Iman Kafat Mustafa to be its first chaplain from the Islamic faith. But months later, the agency rescinded that offer after questions were raised about Mustafa's connection to a Muslim American charity with ties to Hamas. The Council on American Islamic Relations filed the federal discrimination lawsuit on behalf of Mustafa, accusing the state police of being influenced by baseless allegations from the Washington, D.C.-based Investigative Project on Terrorism. That group claims Mustafa was a radical fundraiser because he solicited donations for the Holy Land Foundation for Relief and Development. The lawsuit says the state police violated Mustafa's First Amendment rights to freedom of association. The Illinois State Police would not comment. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.
U.S. and European authorities are investigating two men being held in Amsterdam after getting off a United Airlines flight. Law enforcement officials say at least one of the men packed suspicious items in his checked bag, which remained in the U.S. after he flew out on changed travel plans. Officials say the items in and of themselves, including cell phones, a medicine bottle, watches, and knives, weren't dangerous, but airport security officials searched the bag of the man, a Yemeni, who lived in Detroit. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.